Good morning, everyone. This is Sal. Sally, hope you all are doing great. It is the afternoon on Monday, actually Sunday, May 8th. It is Mother's Day today, and hope you all are having a great Mother's Day celebration and honoring and thanking your mothers for all that they have done. I want to speak today about the selfless love that a mother shows her children. If you look at the kind of love that is supposed to exhibit, it's like the agave love. And that love is kind. That love does not anger quickly. That love does not keep score. It is a selfless love that no matter what, it is unconditional. That is the kind of love a mother feels and exhibits for her kids. I don't know how many of you are parents, but when you become a parent, you understand that kind of love. When you sacrifice so much for the betterment of your kids and you love them in spite of what they have chosen to do or the path they have chosen to take. That love is unconditional and it is always there for you. How awesome it is to know that and to acknowledge that and to act upon that. I hope you took the time to reach out to your mother. Hopefully she's still alive and you had a conversation and you thanked her for always being there for you. I know I did, and it's those small gestures that make such a big difference. Yes, you can send flowers and chocolates and presents and go and meet them, but if they're in a different state or in a different country, that may not always be possible. What, however, is possible is for you to take the time and make them feel special on their day. And that's what it's about. It is Mother's Day and it is a day for them to feel special for all that they have done for you. And it doesn't stop when you're 18 or when you leave the house. It continues on and on, forever and ever. Personally, I can count the innumerable number of hours that my mom has spent with me, just listening. And not just hearing what I'm saying, but actually listening. And then understanding the situation and being there for me. And sometimes I'm not asking for advice, and sometimes I am. But more often than not, I want to be listened to. And I would know that I can tell my mom anything without any hesitation or any fear of any repercussions. Now, obviously, when you're very young, it's a different situation. But as you get older, your bond gets stronger and it starts to work both ways. I had a conversation with my mom and I thanked her for always being there for me. And she said something so amazing, which was so sound, and I have to share that. And she said that I have always been there for her and she feels that she can call me and tell me anything and discuss any problem. So it has moved from her being there for me over the years to me also being there for her. And that's what I'm talking about. When you have a relationship that adds value in both directions, that's when you're going to have a long and sustainable and healthy relationship. It cannot be one-sided. It cannot be take and take and take and not give. The days of win everything and lose most of the things are over. It has to be a win-win relationship. It has to be a partnership rather than a one-time transaction. And this message is, and this fundamental premise and mindset and perspective is what should guide our behavior and our actions, not just in our personal life, but also in our professional life. In a sales setting, for example, it cannot be that I got the customer and extracted a huge price from the customer. They're going to see through that. It's okay to get your revenue, but you also have to deliver huge value. And that's where the win-win relationship comes in. If you don't, then you may close one deal, but you're not going to have multiple relationship touch points, and you're not going to maximize lifetime customer value, because that one transaction or two transactions will be the end of it. If you truly want to maximize customer value and have long-term sustainable relationships, then love like your mother does and invest in the relationship and give more than what you take. There's a great book that I read which says, "Go givers, sell more." And it's all about giving first and putting yourself in the other person's shoes and really letting go of everything else and just having a single-minded focus on what they are going through and what their key problems are and how you can help them. When you have that perspective of love and service, everything else will fall into place. Hopefully you enjoyed this brief podcast. Happy Mother's Day. And if you haven't spoken to your mom, please do now. Both she and you will be the better for it. Thank you. This is Sal Selly. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.